Praise the Lord, beloved. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our weekly Wednesday night Bible study, amen, where we are studying the discipleship course. Praise God, hallelujah. And I believe the course that we just finished was faith and repentance. And so we are moving on to lesson number 3, amen. We finished the word, which was lesson number 1, faith and repentance, which was lesson number 2, amen. And I believe we did the fruit of the Spirit, which was lesson 8. And so today we are doing water baptism, praise God, amen. I'm going to ask that Sister Tammy just commit the Bible study unto God in prayer. Just open us up in prayer, Sister Tamara Williams.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I commit this Bible study up to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May your word water the spirit and soul of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and water
God.
The soil in us, Lord God. May it be a seed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It brings a 30, 60, 100-fold return, Father God. Let it go deep down in the soul, Lord. Let it cut through the bone and the marrow, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Let us really eat of this word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That this word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, would abide in us, Lord God. That would abide in us, Lord God, as you abide in us, Lord. That we would eat of this word, that it would become one in us, Lord God. That the word would become flesh in us, Lord God. That the word would be good soil in us. That we would have good soil in our heart for the word, Lord God, and the water of the word, Lord God. And again, that it would bring forth, Lord God, that it would bring forth, Lord God, your desire in us, Lord God, that it would speak to us, Lord God, as you would have it speak to us through the Holy Spirit, Lord God, and it would bless everybody who hears. Give everyone ears to hear, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your word and the faith, Lord God, coming from the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I welcome you today. Amen. Sister Latasha, I welcome you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that in my absence last week that Joe was truly blessed through the remainder of the lesson of faith and repentance. I was told by Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh that course was completed. Amen. Praise God. And so we're going to move now into water baptism. I believe everyone should have received a link from me with the assignment, the lesson plan, and the homework assignment. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm just going to ask that you complete the homework assignment for the prior lesson, which is the word, faith and repentance, and the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. We're going to be taking the next steps. Amen. We have discovered that faith and repentance are the first steps. We must follow in God's plan of salvation. However, Scripture teaches us that there are additional steps that follow these first two. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. Let us pull that up. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. When you get it, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do everybody have it? Sister Latasha, do you have it?
Not yet. I'm getting my Bible now. I'll have it in a second.
Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, I'm going to read Mark 16, verses 15 through 16, while Sister Latasha is getting her Bible. And that says, "And he, Jesus, said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." And Acts chapter 2, verses 37 to 38 says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Someone please read Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 2.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 6. Chapter 6, 1 through 2. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. But it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word. That's it? Of God and the powers of the age to come. If they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucified again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Amen.
Amen. And the word of God is blessed, beloved. So once we have repented of our sins, amen, and once we have believed by faith, amen, that's the foundation of repentance. We need to move forward. That word, therefore, leaving means going forth from the principles of the doctrine of Christ to unto perfection. Amen. So it's time for us to mature. Amen. The above scripture reveals to us that after repentance and faith, the next step in the foundational doctrine of salvation is the doctrine of baptism. In this lesson, we will begin to examine the next step being baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we're going to hear today how what the scripture says about why should we be baptized. Amen. Praise God. Baptized is we should be baptized because it is a direct command of Jesus Christ. In our scripture text, Jesus specifically commands baptism. He directly links baptism to salvation by stating that those who respond to the gospel by believing and being baptized will be saved. Amen? And so we know that baptism is the next step in the doctrine, amen, of our salvation. The second reason why we should be baptized is it is part of the new birth experience. It is part of our spiritual birth of water and spirit. In the following verses, notice how water baptism is connected with spirit baptism, the infilling of the Holy Ghost in the scriptural plan of salvation. Amen. And so in John 3 and 5, we're going to go to the Gospel of John. Chapter 3, verse 5. It says, except a man be born of water, and this is the reference to the Spirit, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So we see how the water and spirit is going together concerning doctrine and our salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Titus 3 and 5 says, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so the Holy Ghost is the Spirit again. Acts 2 and 38 says, be baptized, every one of you, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 19, verses 5 through 6 says, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The scriptural record clearly reveals that water baptism is an integral, indispensable part of the new birth experience of water and spirit. Third, we should be baptized because it is the scriptural example set for us by the apostles. The following scriptures reveal how the apostles actually obeyed the command of Jesus. Amen. We're going to see what was preached, and we're going to see how the people responded. Amen. So let us go to Acts chapter 2, verses 38 through 41. Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 41. What we're looking at now is what was preached and how the people responded. And so the people are responding to the preached word. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. When they respond to the preached word, they are responding to God. Amen. When we hear the gospel message, we are responding to God with a yea or a nay. If you do nothing, that is considered a nay. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because God expects for us to respond to him. Amen. Even when the gospel is being preached in our services and in our Bible study, God expects for our heart to respond to him. Believe me, this is a spirit-to-spirit and truth fellowship. Amen. So as you are hearing the scriptures, by believing in them today, you are responding to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 41 says what?
Peter said to them, each one of you must turn away from his sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit. For God's promise was not made, for God's promise was made to you and your children and to all who are far away, all whom the Lord our God calls to himself. Peter made his appeal to them, and with many other words he urged them, saying, save yourselves from the punishment coming on this wicked people. Many of them believed his message and were baptized, and about 3,000 people were added to the group that day.
Amen. 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 And so, beloved, we preach a word of salvation. We preach a word of deliverance. We preach a word of healing. Amen. When Peter preached this word, 3,000 of them believed, and they were saved, and they was baptized when? That day. Because now is the hour of salvation. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so this is what God expects for us to do. We need to follow the example of the early church. Will everyone respond affirmative to the gospel that you preach?
No.
Exactly. They rejected Jesus, they rejected the early disciples, and we will be rejected too at times. Amen? Praise God. But is that supposed to stop us from preaching his gospel?
No.
No.
Praise God. We are to preach it. We are to be instant in season and out of season. We are to preach it whether they want to hear it or they don't. And so every season is the season for the preaching of the gospel. Amen? Every season, in season and out of season. Every season is the season of the is the time to preach the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible says for everything there is a season. Amen. And so preaching the Holy Ghost ain't seasonal. It is for every time. It is for right now. Praise God. Amen. For now is the hour of what?
Salvation.
So we need to urge them, as the woman of God continued to read, we need to urge them to believe the way the early church urged them to believe. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And so Acts 8 and 12 says, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, this is how they responded. They were baptized, both men and women. So this salvation is not just for men. This salvation, according to the Gospel of John, is for whosoever that will believe. Amen? On Christ. Whosoever that will believe. For men, women, and children, boy and girl alike. Whosoever that will believe. Amen? And so we're going to tell it to everybody. Amen? Acts chapter 8, verses 35 through 36 says, "Then Philip opened his mouth and preached unto him Jesus. They came," and this is a response, "they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized?" Amen. So sometimes we're believing that we have to take the people to the church house to be baptized. Philip was a disciple of Christ. Amen. He was one of the first deacons, and his first assignment was giving out rations of food to the widows. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And now Philip is out there preaching the gospel. He preached it in Samaria, and he preached so well in Samaria, he preached until the witch got saved. And then after Samaria, the Holy Spirit took him over there to where this eunuch was that was reading a word that had no understanding, and Philip was able to give him the understanding of the scriptures. And then this eunuch said, "Why should I not be baptized in this body of water here?" And what did Philip do? Philip baptized him right there in that body of water. Amen?
Amen.
Now.
When you baptize someone that believes on Jesus in a body of water that is near you, can you do it?
Yes.
Yes. And how yes. should you do it? And what name should you baptize them in?
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus. Say that name. The power is in that name. Whatever it is that we ask of God in that name, it shall be done. Amen? Say
Amen.
The name of Jesus. And some people are still saying, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. What is the only name that we know that the fullness of the Godhead bodies dwell? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost only dwells in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
Say the name. What is the name? Baptize them in that name. What is the name? That name Jesus. Is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so let us go to Acts 9, verses 17 through 18. Acts chapter 9, verses 17 through 18. Amen. And I want you all to be able to read it.
I got it. 17 and what?
17 Acts. Through 18. Acts 9. The chapter is 9. And the verses are 17 through 18.
And Ananias. I got it already.
Praise God. Amen.
You want me to read it? And Ananias. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. Amen.
Beloved, I want you all to pay attention to this. This was at the conversion of Saul. Saul that we know as the Apostle Paul that wrote over two-thirds of the New Testament scripture. Amen. As he was inspired by the Holy Ghost to do so. Amen. This was at his conversion where he met Jesus in the road. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ that revealed himself to Saul also revealed himself to Ananias. I searched all over the scriptures, and I have said this many times before. I wanted to know who this Ananias was. The Bible just says that Ananias was a devout believer. Amen. Praise God. And so this tells me that he was one from the pew. So I said, wow, God did not send John. He did not send Peter. He did not send Matthew. Amen. He did not send Barnabas. Who did he send? He sent someone that had a close relationship with him, that was so intimate that he had visions, and he sent this Ananias to Saul, knowing his reputation, amen, for bounding, amen, those that were the believers of Christ and throwing them in prison. And he went. This is God's vision is going to take place his way. Amen. Beloved, it is time for you to walk by faith and by faith of the word of God. It is time for you to get into that place that your steps are ordered by the word of the Lord, that you are moving on God said. Amen. Your daily movement should be on God said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We ought to have this spirit in true worship. It ought to be intimacy. We ought to hear from the Lord. We are not living, going through life blindly, praise God. And so here this Ananias heard from God, and he obeyed God, and he went to lay hands on Saul. And what did he say? He said, it says here, and Ananias entered into the house and put in his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto you, thee, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, have sent me. And so he was sent, beloved. We must be sent, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. That thou mightest receive thy sight. When he sends you, he's sending you with instruction on a mission. Amen, praise God. All he had to do was to lay hands on this man that he could receive his sight, for his encounter with the Christ left him blind, praise God, and be filled with the Holy Ghost, amen? And immediately there fell from his eyes, and it has been scaled, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized, amen?
Amen.
Praise God. This man spoke, and the Holy Spirit backed it up. Amen. What God sent him to do, it happened. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
This is why we have to move on the word of God. What is God saying? Praise God. Amen. And, beloved, I want to share this with you. Amen. Apostle Paul healed many. Many was delivered. By his preach, by his teach, many were saved. But he had a thorn in his side that he called an agent of Satan that was set there to buffet him that God would not remove. Amen? Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. But he still went forth preaching the gospel. Will we be preaching this gospel going through things, trials and tribulations and maybe sickness? Yes. Yes, we will. Amen? There was another man, and I'm trying to remember his name. It's going to come to me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He was a mighty man of God, and this was after the time of Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at my books really quick as I'm talking to you. Amen. Because his name, amen, used to be right before me. Amen, praise God, but now, right now, it escapes me, amen, but this man, amen, he had, amen, a condition, amen, praise God, and Wigglesworth had a condition, amen, and Wigglesworth needed to be healed, amen, Wigglesworth, by the preached word of God, he healed many, but he himself was never healed, he himself was never healed, amen. And so, beloved, I want you to be encouraged. Amen. You are going through things, and you want to know, why am I going through this, and how can God use me while I'm going through this? Well, I heard the Apostle Paul say that it was an agent of Satan set there in place to buffet him, to keep him humble, to keep him turning to his face to God. Amen. To keep him prayerful, praise God. And so, beloved, God can use you regardless of what it is that you may be going through. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And so we're going to go to Acts 10, verses 44 through 48. And what we're reading right now is how the apostles actually obeyed the command of Jesus. As they obeyed Jesus' command, we have to be in the scriptures to know what the command of Jesus is that we too may obey. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God desires obedience over sacrifice any day. Praise God. And so there's many that just want to have it their way. This is salvation is God's vision. Creation is God's vision. Redemption is God's vision. And it has to be his way, praise God. We are God's creation. We are his vision. And the life that we ought to live ought to be what? His way. Isn't that right? It ought to be his way. It ought to be his way. So anybody leading you in the way that is not Jesus' way, that is not God's way, in the way of God's way is Jesus, amen. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
No man comes to the Father except he come by me. Amen, praise God.
Amen.
And so, beloved, there is no other way. If someone try to tell you that there is another way to God and you could bypass Jesus, the devil is a liar. That is not
amen.
The sound doctrine of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so you know that that is not God. Amen. And so let us turn to Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. What does that say?
I have it if you need a reader.
You can read it.
Okay.
Brother Golden.
Yeah, thank you. How you doing?
Good in you, man. Man of God.
I appreciate it. Okay, Acts 10.
Amen.
Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. That's it.
Amen. And the word of God is blessed. And so, beloved, we know that at this time, it was not befitting for a Jew to be in a Gentile house, praise God. But God dealt with Peter, amen, in a dream, in an open vision as he meditated on the rooftop, amen. And y'all can read the whole, let us read all of that, that y'all can see it for yourself, amen. And in this text, you're going to see that the house of Cornelius received the Holy Ghost and fire before they received water baptism. So even though we're giving you the doctrinal steps for salvation, which is faith and repentance and then water baptism, amen, we're going to see here how the gospel was preached by Peter and the Holy Ghost fell upon every believing heart there. Every believing heart. And they began to speak in tongues. Amen? Praise
Amen.
God. And then he said, why should we not baptize them, even though they are Gentile, being that God poured out his spirit? See, this pouring out of the spirit, only Jesus can do that. Amen? Praise God. That's his baptism. Man can't do that. And so we should not call something common and unclean, which God has cleansed. Amen? We have to be
Amen.
Careful, praise God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So let us go to Acts 10. Let us read Acts 10. We're going to read Acts 10. I believe I gave this before as an assignment. Acts 10, I'm going to, how many scriptures is here? Well, praise God. A lot of them. Okay, we're going to read them anyway. I'm going to ask that someone read from Brother Darryl Golden. You can read from 1 all the way down to 10. Amen. And Sister Latasha, you can read from 11 to 20, and Sister Tamara, you could read from 21 to 30.
Okay,
and then Brother Golden will pick it up from 31 again, all the way to the end. Read from 1 to 10.
All right, and then I'll wait to verse 31. Got you. Okay,
yes.
Starting on Acts chapter 10, verse 1 through 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon a tanner, which house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance.
All right, beloved, I want you to stop right there for a minute because the next reader is going to read, but I want you to pay close attention to the scriptures. There was a certain man in Caesarea, I'm back up at one, called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all of his house. So he feared God. He was devout. He prayed. He gave alms to the people that were in need. Amen. Alms is that he gave to the poor. Amen. That's what alms is. He gave to people that were in need. So your alms is not your tithes, it's not your offering. When you give to people that's in need, that's just called alms. All of that came unto God as a memorial. He was a good man. This tells us that you could be a good man and a good woman, but you still need to hear this gospel and believe in order to escape the coming wrath of God. Amen. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Being good is not going to get you into heaven. Amen. You have to believe on the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It says he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. So God sent his messenger angel to speak to Cornelius. But this angel did not preach the gospel. The preaching of the gospel was given unto those of us that are the sons of Adam that believe on Jesus. Those of us that believe on Jesus and that is now born of the Spirit. Amen? The
Amen.
Preaching of the gospel is for us. The angels are messengers. They're ministering angels. Amen? They're warring angels. But God gave the task of the preaching of the gospel to you and to me. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we must manifest. And so the angel came, and the angel is telling him what God is saying. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And when I'm going to go to verse 4, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Can God see what we are doing? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God saw what this man did in private. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. He sees all things. Praise God.
He's on the press.
Amen. Praise God. And whatever it is that we do in secret, we will be rewarded publicly because our God sees. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so now I'm going to finish reading verse 5. Even though he read, I'm going to go through it one more time. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou ought to do. Amen? And so when we are preaching the gospel, we say, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. We're not asking people to repent. That we are rendering the command of God. Amen. We are operating as ambassadors from the kingdom of God. Amen. Bringing divine alignment. Amen. We're telling the people what they should do. Amen. That they can escape the coming wrath of God. Amen. Because of the sin of Adam. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Eternal damnation has already been set. But if we're going to escape eternal damnation, we have to believe on God's plan for salvation. And that plan is Jesus Christ, Him crucified, mm-hmm. His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And then we already read that after repentance, that we need to move forward unto what? Unto perfection. Amen. Praise God. And so we're not just supposed to stay at the door. Amen. Praise God. Once you're at the door and you get in the door, don't stay at the door. Praise God. Now it's time to grow. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we read Hebrews 6:1-2. It says, therefore leaving, and that leaving means going forth from the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Amen. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism, resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Now it's time to go on and operate as a kingdom citizen. You already did that. Praise God. Amen. Let us not go back to the dead works. Amen. Praise God. Let us not go back to the old man and the old things. Let us go forth unto perfection. Amen.
Amen.
So this is why we are teaching this discipleship course, that you can go on to perfection, that you may understand your salvation. Amen. From the word to faith and repentance to water baptism to the Holy Ghost and fire baptism to the Godhead to understanding the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, what prayer and fasting is and what is the benefits of that, your authority as a kingdom citizen, the keys that has been given unto you, amen, that you can operate properly, that you too can manifest and go forth and preach this gospel, amen, using your keys to the kingdom that others can get in the door. Amen?
Amen.
Amen,
amen, beloved, amen. And then it says in verse 7, and when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And so he obeyed the angel immediately. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. He sent them to Peter. But what I want you to pay attention to, that just as God prepared Cornelius, this is why we don't have to pull teeth. Beloved, you have to be in the presence of God. You have to be able to hear from God. Even as God is preparing me, He's preparing you. Amen?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Didn't He prepare Cornelius? And then He turned around and dealt with Peter in an open vision. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. God ain't only dealing with me. He's dealing with you too. Amen?
Amen?
So it says in verse 9, on the morrow as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Amen. Beloved, Peter was fasting and praying. So in the sixth hour, he went up to pray as he was waiting on them to prepare the food. Amen. Because he was hungry now after fasting all his time. Amen. So, beloved, Peter was hungry. The great Peter was hungry. You're going to be hungry too. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But what did Peter do? He prayed. Hallelujah. He prayed, and he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And so the Holy Spirit put him in a trance. He fell into a trance, and he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending upon him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. Wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common and unclean. So now what is God doing here with Peter right now? Peter has never eaten nothing with the hoof foot. There was animals that was considered to be unclean to the children of Israel under Judaism. But now we under a new covenant, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's really not just speaking about those things that are unclean for him to eat, but God is using that as a metaphor that Peter would understand that salvation to the Gentile is also God's plan. Because it would make them unclean to sit in the Gentile house, to lodge with the Gentile, to eat with the Gentile. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
So how is Peter going to go give this gospel to the Gentile if God does not deal with him? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
15 says, and the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice. I like thee, God's divine number of completion. And the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, Peter didn't know what this vision meant right away. Praise God. Beloved, you got to seek God. He give you visions. He give you dreams. Go back to God for the interpretation. Get wisdom. Get knowledge. Get an understanding. Amen?
Amen.
So it says, now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. So listen, God is on the move. He already dealt with Cornelius. He's dealing with Peter. But time he finished dealing with Peter, the men is already at the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Who spoke to Peter?
Three men.
Verse 19, beloved, who spoke to Peter and told him three men seek thee?
The Spirit.
Read the scripture, beloved. The Spirit.
The Spirit.
The Holy
Spirit.
Ghost. The Holy Spirit is leading Peter. Amen. Just like the Holy Spirit led Peter, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you. Don't doubt the Spirit. Try every spirit by the Spirit. And when the Spirit, when you discern that it is the Spirit of God, what are you to do?
Behold.
That's the Spirit. Obey.
Obey. That's it. God speak, you obey. God speak, I obey. God speak, we do what?
Obey.
Obey.
Is God speaking through the Holy Scriptures?
Yes. Amen.
What are we to do?
Obey.
Obey.
That's it. Be a service of the Lord. He is speaking. We ought to obey. Praise God. Amen. We got to get that in our spirit. These are the commands of God. He speaks, we obey. We the servant, he's the master. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same grace that was on Peter's life, that grace is on your life. It may not be at that measure, but the more you enter into a relationship of intimacy, it can be at that measure and greater. Amen? It could be at that measure and greater. Praise God. And so verse 20 says, arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Amen? God is directing Peter. A righteous man steps in order by who?
The Lord. The Lord.
The Spirit.
The Lord.
Beloved, you ought to have expectation and anticipation of the Lord ordering your steps. When God sent me down here to North Carolina, it was God that sent me. Praise God. And he gave me instruction. When people ask you who sent you or who you know, be careful to only use the name of Jesus. Don't you use no other name. Praise God. No other man sent you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when people would ask me, I would say Jesus. And they still did not quite understand until God manifested his power. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I obeyed God. I went and I only said what he told me to say. When they asked, who sent me? Amen. When they asked, did I know this one and did I know that one? I said, I don't know nobody but Jesus. Now, that seems strange. How you come from a place and you don't know nobody? Praise God. I don't know. No, I don't have to throw no name. I don't have to do that. You know how people begin to throw names of people that came before them that was great? The only name that God gave me to use that gave me authority and power to be where I am, amen, is the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So I couldn't say I knew Apostle William Brown. I couldn't say I knew this one. I knew that one. I couldn't say I knew nobody. All I know is Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. When God sends you, you have to be careful to go where he tells you to go, to obey him, amen, and to do what he's telling you to do, amen? Praise
amen.
God. Beloved,
amen.
God is speaking, and he is speaking to you. I even speak this word over your ear right now. May God anoint your ears that your ears shall hear the good news, that your ears shall hear instruction of righteousness, and may God grace you to obey. May he grace you to obey. Receive the provision of the Lord in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name,
amen.
That you will be in the right place at the right time. Woo! At the word
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. At the word
amen.
Of the Lord. At the word
yeah.
of the Lord. At the word of
amen.
The Lord. Do you need permission when God sent you? No. Stop looking for people to validate you when God sent you. They may not even like you because God sent you. They may
amen.
Not even want to hear your message because God sent you. You don't need permission when God has sent you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 God,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise amen. God. We go in places looking for validation and looking for permission when you already got the ultimate permission and commission. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why are you in this region? Amen. I'm not leaving until God put me out, until he order my steps and tell me to leave. Because right now I'm preaching the gospel right here. Starting fires right here. Crying loud and spirit not right here. Hallelujah. And wherever
amen.
Else he may order my steps to go. Just like they asked John the Baptist, under whose authority do you baptize? Huh? Are you Jesus? They ask him. Are you the prophet Elijah? Then they want to know, well, who gave you this authority? Beloved, you better be able to say that Jesus gave you this authority, that he called you and sent you and instructed you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, verse 21 says, then Peter went down. What did Peter do? He obeyed God. He obeyed the Spirit. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? Amen. So listen, God didn't let Peter in on everything, but he told him to go with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are on the need-to-know basis. You may not know everything, but whatever it is that God has given you, you ought to obey that. God told Abram, amen, go to a place, amen, that I have prepared for you, and I will give it unto you. Abram did not know this place, but God told Abram to go, so Abram walked by faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you
amen.
May not have everything, but whatever you got, work that. Praise God. Whatever it is, work it until God says something else. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one that feareth God. Listen, all of these things, all of these adjectives about him, but he ain't had no salvation. My God. And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Amen. Listen, salvation is coming through the word of God. Jesus is the living word. Amen. Beloved, you have to know this for yourself. The gospel that we read, this that we're reading right now, this is Jesus. This is Jesus. Amen. We ought to honor this. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to know that there is power in it even tonight to save, deliver, to heal, to transform mind, to instruct you in righteousness. Amen. There is power. Praise God. So I'm reading 23. Amen. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied them. Amen. So there was people that went with Peter. Amen. They stayed by Peter one night, and then Peter went on. Amen. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and he had called together his kinsmen and near friends. Listen, this is how Cornelius knows that he's about to get blessed. Amen. And Cornelius, amen, he's such a good-hearted man. Amen. He's bringing in everybody. I'm about to get blessed, and everybody present while I'm getting blessed is going to get blessed. Amen. That's how it was for us when we first heard this gospel, when we first received this touch from God, when we was first baptized by the Holy Ghost. We wanted everybody saved. We wanted to tell everybody of the goodness of Jesus. May God reignite that fire in you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So he brought in all of his kinsmen and their friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself am a man. Amen. We are men. We are not to be worshipped, but God. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Put glory on his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to put some glory on it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
My God, my God. And verse 27 says, and as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. Amen. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation, but God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Amen. Praise God. And so what God is getting rid of, amen, is the doctrine of men. God is getting rid of the ways of old. God has written Peter of the old covenant, amen, and those things that they were under, because this thing is new. God is doing a new thing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And, beloved, the same for you. You come up out of the world. You got habits of the world, the mindset of the world. God will transform your mind through the water of the washing of the word. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He will renew your mind. Your behavior will change. Your thinking will change. Your speaking will change. Praise God. Amen. The lifestyle that you live, you will not live anymore. It will change. Amen. The things you used to wear and the things that you used to do, you won't do and wear those things no more, because something happened. Change was ushered in. Change took place. Amen.
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 Praise God. Can anybody be a witness of that? I'm a witness of the change. Beloved, I'm a witness. I'm a witness of that change. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And 30 says, and Cornelius said 4 days ago, listen, Peter want to know, why did you send for me? Amen. Peter only know what God told him. Hallelujah. And so, and Cornelius said 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Amen. I want God to remember my prayers. I'm going to pray. Amen. Beloved, you ought to pray without ceasing. May God give you a praying spirit, and may he remember your prayers. May your prayers be a sweet flavor before him like Cornelius. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Won't that make you want to pray? Knowing that God hears, amen, your prayer, and he savors the flavor of your prayer. Amen. Don't that make you want to pray? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
amen.
Indeed.
Amen. He says, send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a Tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. The preaching of the gospel is for those of us that believe. Amen.
Amen.
Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God? Listen, they wasn't just present before Peter. This thing ain't about Peter. They was present before God. Why? Because he prayed to God. The angel came with an answer to his prayer. He obeyed God. And so we are here present before God in obedience to his what? To his word. Amen?
Word.
Amen.
To hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Amen?
Amen.
So Cornelius was commanded by God, and Peter was commanded by God. Listen, beloved, we ain't got to pull teeth. We ain't got to push and pull and all of this stuff. Show up, because God said, forsake not the assembly together with the saints. You ought to show up. Praise
Amen.
God. Isn't that
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Why? Because there is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. And you're standing in the presence of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of person. Amen? Because in Peter's thinking, these people are common and unclean. But God is no, Peter
Amen.
Is learning God. Peter is learning God. Beloved, I'm going to tell you something. You keep living. You keep living by faith. You keep fellowshipping. You keep praising. You keep praying. You're going to learn God. Hallelujah. Peter, an apostle of
Amen.
God, is still learning the ways of God. Learning as he go. Hallelujah. Beloved, you shall learn God as you go. And the more God reveal unto you, the more you are responsible and accountable to him for. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
To whom so much is given, so much is required. You are even responsible for what it is that you are hearing today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Did it say he's Lord of some?
No.
Not of all.
Praise God, Lord of all. Praise God. So when God give you instruction and direction to go, that's why, amen, even when I'm dealing with Satan, I say, Satan, the Lord thy God rebuke you. He is Lord of who all? He is Satan God too. Listen, not Satan my God rebuke you, but the Lord thy God rebuke you. He is Lord over every demon, over every fallen angel,
amen,
amen. Of all principalities, power, spiritual wickedness, of everything in the earth, under the earth, in the crevices of the earth, in every world, hallelujah, Jesus, in every universe, in every galaxy, he is Lord of what?
All, Lord.
Beloved, you better get that in your heart, that he is Lord of all. There's not nothing that you could be going through, not a sickness, not an infirmity, amen, not an affliction that he's not Lord over, praise God. If you put some glory on it, allow the Lord to show up on your behalf, praise God. He is Lord of all. A little bit of irritation don't mean nothing, praise God, hallelujah. That little bit of irritation will turn you to God's faith. Are we all right with that, beloved?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it tastes good to me too. Amen, hallelujah. When you say amen, what you are saying is that it is so. You got to be careful on what you say amen to. Amen. You better
That's
know
right.
that it is the word of God. You better know that this is something that you want to work in your life and in the lives of your generation. When you say amen, you are saying it is so. Don't you not hear and then just say amen.
That's right.
You giving that thing permission to work. Praise God. Amen. This is a teaching moment. Praise God. And 37 says, if that word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, began from Galilee after the baptism when which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen. Jesus of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. Who else is anointed with the Holy Ghost and power?
I am.
Praise God.
The apostles.
And so are you. You are anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. You are anointed. The same baptism that was on Jesus, that Jesus put on you. Why? Because it's just one new man. We are Christ. He is the head. We are the body. Amen? If the head is anointed with Holy Ghost and power, you that believe is anointed with Holy Ghost and power. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And with this anointing of Holy Ghost and power, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. If God is with Jesus, is God with you?
Amen. He is.
Being Christ, he is with you. Amen, beloved. You got to get excited about this thing. God is telling you that he is with you, that he has anointed you and he has empowered you. Amen?
Amen.
And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Woo! He died for us. Hallelujah. Him God raised up the third day. The resurrection should be a part of every preach and teach, that the death, the burial, and resurrection. Him who God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. And that word quick means the living. He's the judge of the living and the dead. Amen?
Amen.
To
Amen.
Him give all, and the living and the dead, when I say the quick and the dead, amen, listen, before we was born again of the water and the spirit, we was dead in our sin. Now that we believe, we are alive. Amen?
Amen.
He is the judge of the quick and the dead. Amen? Hallelujah. We are alive. We are no longer spiritually dead. We are alive, a new creation, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen? A spiritual being. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Through whose name?
Jesus. Jesus' name.
Only through the name of Jesus. Don't use Hail Selassie. Ain't no salvation in that. Don't use Buddha. Ain't no salvation in that. Don't use Christos. What's his name? Crucis something. Whoever he is, ain't no salvation in him either. Praise God. That name, the only name in which we will know salvation, is in the name of what? Name of
Jesus
Christ.
Jesus.
The name of the Lord Jesus.
Jesus. So when they try to say all religions are good, but the only religion, the only faith in which we know that you can have salvation and be saved and have peace with God is through Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Faith in Jesus. While Peter, yes, faith. Now, beloved, this is what I love. I'm praying for this, Lord. Even as the gospel is being spoken, will you pour out your spirit upon the believing heart? Amen. Do it like you did it in your history book. Amen. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Amen. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. The circumcision was those that was of the old covenant. Amen. That's now in the new covenant. Which believed were astonished. They were shocked that God pours out the Spirit on the Gentiles. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which we have received the Holy Ghost as well as receive the Holy Ghost as well as we? Listen, if God pour out his spirit and cleanse them, how can we call them common and unclean? Amen?
Amen.
So whatever was going on in Peter's mind, God done got rid of that. Praise God. And that's how we have to be open. We have to be open to the spiritualized change that is going to take place in our mind. Things that we used to believe is so, the Holy Spirit is going to debunk all of that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Amen. And he stayed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, that right there, we went there for a reason. Amen. We went there, beloved, that you may see that once the gospel is preached, the outpouring of the Spirit, that's the baptism of Jesus Christ, may come before water baptism. Amen? May come. It may come before water baptism. And you still baptize them anyway, just like Peter did. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And what name are we baptizing them in?
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus Christ the Lord.
And if there was, if you preach the gospel, if there was a body of water, can you baptize?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't wait. You don't say take them to the church house. Amen. Hallelujah. You baptize them in Jesus' name. That's the authority given unto those that believe. That's the Great Commission. Baptize them in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That's why I'll be training you up now that you know what to do. Amen?
Amen.
What time is it? I'm going to finish up these and we're going to stop at D. Our study is always long. Acts 10:44, we read that. Acts 16:29-33. Acts 16:20. Before we move on, do everybody have an understanding concerning Acts 10 that we just read, and do you have any questions or do you have anything that you want to share? While those scriptures are fresh in your mind and in your heart. Anything. Okay, let's move on to Acts 16. And it says, then he, the keeper of the prison, came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. So now we're looking at what they preached. They preached what Jesus told them to preach, and then this was the response. Remember, the word must be responded to. When we respond to the word, we're responding to who?
Jesus.
God.
Exactly. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Amen. Let us go to Acts 16. I want you all to read that, Acts 16. The reason why is because some of these biblical truths, you may have read it before, you may have not, and even though we need to get through this lesson, amen, I want you to be able to get the fullness. Hey, I'm not in a rush, praise God. I want you to be able to get the fullness of what God is saying, because sometimes we get a little bit of the scripture and you don't understand the fullness of the verse. The verses, and so let us go to Acts 16, and I'm going to ask that somebody begin to read, and I'm going to ask for you to pause in certain parts so that this way I don't have to read it after you. Fourth, we should be, and we're going to stop where it says, we're going to stop there. Oh, yeah, I guess we're going to stop there. Praise God. With this Acts 16, let's start at verse 1.
Acts 16, you want
44
through 46?
How many verses is it? Acts 16, yeah. We're going to read all 40. Let's start at 1. Let's see what happens. This is okay. Bible study. Faith come by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. Your faith should be on fire. Your faith should be on fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now let's read.
Then came he to Derby, Yes, you're welcome. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish and believed, but his father was a Greek. Keep going. Do you two want to stop?
Keep reading.
Okay. Which was well reported of our brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised them because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And they went through.
All right, I want you to stop right there. Beloved, we know that the circumcision of the genital of the man does not bring salvation, right? But yet, Paul circumcised Timothy. And the reason why he circumcised Timothy is because his father was a Greek, and that he did not want it to be a stumbling block, because when Paul went out to preach the gospel, right, he went to the Jews first before he went to the Gentiles. So to remove the stumbling block from the Jews, to remove so that Timothy will not be a stumbling block, he circumcised them so that they would not say that he was common and unclean, amen, based on their belief, amen. Apostle Paul truly became all things to all people that some may be saved, amen. So he removed the stumbling block, amen. And so, beloved, we know that salvation is not by a physical circumcision, that it is by faith in Christ, and the circumcision now is a spiritual circumcision of the heart, amen, of the spirit, amen.
Amen.
So go ahead and read. Go ahead and read, amen.
And as they went through the city, they delivered them the decrees for to keep, that they were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. After they were come to...
I want you to see that too. I want you to see that. Verse 6, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. See, the Holy Spirit will tell you not this place, not right now. That's divine instruction. Have the Holy Spirit ever told you not to go somewhere?
Yes, it has.
Amen. That's divine instruction, beloved. Amen. God, he tells you where to go, when to go, and he tells you don't go. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, let us read verse 7. What does that say?
After they were come to Mysia, they said to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not.
Woo! Praise God. There's another note from the Spirit. Go ahead.
And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision,
amen,
immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, losing from Troas, we came a straight course to Samothracia. I don't know if I pronounced that right.
And the sounds next right day, to me.
Thank you. And the next day to Neapolis. And from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. We were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither.
I want you to stop right there. Where was they having service at?
Riverside.
In the street, that's right. In the street, beloved, praise God. Go ye therefore into the highways and to the byways, amen. They had service at the riverside. Amen. Service don't always have to take place in a brick and mortar building. Wherever two or three is gathered in Jesus' name, amen, God is where?
In the midst of them.
Wherever we gather in the name of Jesus, God is in the midst. Amen? We are the church. We are the ecclesia. Praise God. You are the ecclesia. Amen? The building that God is building is living stone. He laid you as a living stone. When you heard the gospel and believed it, he laid you as a living stone. How are we building the same house that God is building? When we share the gospel and they hear and believe and is converted, they are laid as a living stone on the building of God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. Amen. So, beloved, we have to preach this gospel that living stones can continuously be added by God. He will add to the church. Now, go ahead and read.
Read 11. Therefore, losing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia and the next of the Apollo. And then from this to Philippi was the chief city of that part of Macedonia and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer wants to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city. Because my screen just jumped. Okay, I'm back.
Amen.
Here we go. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And it came to pass.
See how she opened up her house to the apostles? They, when they went into the city, they didn't know where they was going to stay. They preached the gospel. Her and her household believed and was baptized. They opened up their home that while they was in this place, that she took care of them while they was in that place. Amen? Praise God. Amen. Go ahead and read.
And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying.
Now, listen, y'all know what this is. What are we talking about here? This is like the median, the tarot card reader. Amen. Listen,
right.
They said that this woman had a spirit of divination. Amen. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, they were going to prayer, and this woman possessed with a spirit of divination. Amen. Met us, which brought her masses much gain by soothsaying. Amen. Beloved, I want y'all to see the authority that they had when they met with this woman and how they dealt with it. Amen. I want you to pay attention to this. Amen. Praise God. Because, listen, that divination spirit, amen, that's an evil spirit. How many people done been to the tarot card reader, the soothsayer, the tea leaf reader? That is not of God.
Amen.
And now they are freely on the TV. Every time I turn around, I see something, some type of commercial about the tarot card reader or the tea leaf reader or the median. There's something going on, amen? Listen, evil has gotten bold.
Amen.
Amen. They ain't just hiding under rocks and crevices no more. They out in the open, amen? Listen, you got kids, you got to watch what your kids watch on TV. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Things
amen.
Are being imparted. Amen. Praise God. We that are adults, we have to watch what we watch. Amen?
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. So now, what does 17 say?
The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out at the same hour. And when her master
sometimes called, people will be talking to you, but it won't be the person. It was the Spirit speaking through her. Did y'all get that?
Amen.
This is why God tells you to try every spirit by the Spirit. Sometimes you are talking to devils.
Amen.
Amen. And Paul did not speak to the woman. The Bible says here that he spoke to who?
This evil spirit. He told it to come out in the name of Jesus.
That's right. In the name of Jesus. That's the authority that we have. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Can the wrong spirit speak the right thing?
Yes.
We know that because this spirit knew who Paul and them was. And the Spirit cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. They knew who, listen, they just got to this region. But this evil spirit knew who they were. They knew that they was in representation of God, and they came to show unto us the way of salvation. The Spirit included itself. They came to show unto us the way of salvation.
Amen.
The wrong spirit can speak the right thing, beloved. You have to be able to discern by the Spirit of God and try every spirit by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
It said this girl followed them, speaking this thing for many days. But Paul was able to discern. Amen? Now go ahead and read.
And
come on out in Jesus' name. Praise God. Go ahead and read.
Yeah, I'm on 18. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. He came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers, and brought them to magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them.
You got to speak into the phone, Brother Gold, and we're not getting you. This is the word of God. Only way that people don't get faith is if they hear it.
Okay, can you hear me there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What? When we go back to 19 or 20?
No, go to 21.
Okay. And teach customs which are lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes unto them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks.
And now, they were locked up for the preaching of the gospel. Do y'all see that?
Yes.
We will be persecuted for the sake of the gospel, not because you stole something from the store. Amen. Praise God. Just for preaching truth, just for casting out demons. Listen, when Paul and them stepped in that region, they began to mess with the economy that was being produced from evil in that region. Listen, when we preach the gospel, we are causing for the kingdom system to divinely align. Things that was operating cease to operate. Praise God. Amen? These people was using that young lady to make money, because she was possessed with this devil. So this is telling you. You go to the soothsayer if you want, the tarot card reader, the tea leaf reader, to the medium. These people are possessed with devils. Their spirit guides giving them their information. They're getting this information from a demon spirit. So what are you going to do, sit before the demon spirit and let the demon spirit tell you which way to take, and then you say you're the child of God? Beloved, this thing is real. Don't play with the devil. Don't play with the devil. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. Believe God and follow Christ. Believe God. Now go ahead and finish. You know what? Y'all can finish reading this on your own. Praise God. Amen. They were thrust in prison, and we'll talk about it. Y'all finish reading Acts 16 on your own, and we're going to talk about it when we come back together. Amen. Next Tuesday, are we together? Next Tuesday. Oh, yeah, we're coming next Wednesday. We'll be together next Wednesday. We'll talk about it next Monday. Wednesday, Acts 16 is a homework assignment. Amen?
Amen.
And where did we stop at? We stopped at verse what?
25.
So you're reading from 25 on down.
To 40, yes.
25. Right, so, and someone send me a text message with that. Amen. You'll help the apostle out. Send a text message, homework assignment, Acts 16, 25 to 40. Amen?
Amen.
This way I'll have it. Praise God. And you'll make sure you'll do the homework assignment. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, is there anything concerning what we read so far with Acts 16 that you would like to share that enlightened you? You know, because, you know, there's many people that will confuse the prophetic with the soothsayer. That's two different things. The prophet of God ain't no soothsayer. Amen? The reason why, because that's a whole nother spirit. Amen? The prophet of God is moved by the Spirit of God. Amen? The soothsayer and the medium and the tarot card reader, amen, the witch, they are led by demonic spirit guides, evil spirits. Spirits of divination. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. And so now you know the difference. You're responsible for what you know. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
I remember, I'm going to give you all this testimony. I remember I was still working corrections, and I had went out to lunch with this young lady named Christine West. Amen? And we were in Queens in Kew Gardens. Amen? Just getting lunch. We had got some lunch, and we are on our way back, and we ride by, amen, this street, and there's the man with the sign on him drawing people to the tarot card reader. And the Holy Spirit, and I was driving my Range Rover then, praise God, I thank God for the Range. The Holy Spirit had me back that car up. Holy Spirit told me to say to him that the tarot card reader and everybody that goes to the tarot card reader is going to hell.
Oh, Lord.
I said, Jesus, I don't want to buy this guy. I don't want to buy him. I didn't even know the significance of it. And it was so heavy in my spirit that I put my car in reverse and backed up. And I rolled down the window on her side. And I said, excuse me, can I speak to you for a minute? And he said, yes. I said, the tarot card reader and everybody that goes to the tarot card reader is going to hell.
Uh-oh.
And he said, listen, this is just a job for me. I had a card to a friend that had a security business. I said, this guy's name is Timothy Butler. Take this card, give him a call, and get you a new job. He'll give you a job. Amen. You leave this alone. And
amen.
Then I pulled off and went riding. And my girlfriend said to me, my coworker said to me, she said, why did you say that? I said, the Holy Spirit. I couldn't go no further. He told me, and she said, this is what she said to me. She said, I'm a tarot card reader. I said, you're going to hell.
Oh.
If you don't repent. See, you never know why God would have you to say certain things. That Sunday she came with me to Salvation and Deliverance Church. Amen. That was when Apostle William Brown was still alive. Praise God. And he came up that aisle, and when he shook her hand, it was like he went in a world spin. I said, you better get to that altar. I ain't never seen no apostle do that. Praise God. She was so scared. She was scared. Amen? And rightfully so. Praise God. I walked her up to that aisle, walked with her, because sometimes people don't want to go alone. Sometimes you got to walk with people. Praise God. I walked her up there, got her up there, amen, praise God. She done repented, gave her life to Christ, stopped reading tarot cards, amen. People are on their way to hell and they don't know why. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
They have been bewitched, bamboozled. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But you got the words of eternal life. At that moment, the same way the Spirit instructed Peter, the Spirit instructed me. I could have obeyed or not, but the blood of her life would have been on my hand. God wanted to speak directly to her. I had no idea that she was a tarot card reader. Amen?
Amen.
But through that obedience and her believing that God saved her life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You never know who you're hanging out with, who you're eating with. You just think you're with your coworker. People into all kind of stuff.
No, it's amen. No, you don't.
She was in my car. She was in my car. Amen?
Amen.
I had no idea, but God knew. Allow God to use you. And when God speaks, even through you, when the people respond, they respond to God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, praise Jesus. God. Let thank us give him praise and glory. Let us give him glory. You, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To his name. Hallelujah.
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 For the power of the preaching in the gospel. The power in the message. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Oh, glory God, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, hallelujah. You don't have to worry about whether you fit or not. The power is in the message. The power is in the message itself. Praise God. The power to save, the power to heal, and the power to deliver is in the message. All you got to do is believe the message that you preach. Amen. That's all you got to do. You too have to have faith. Hallelujah. The power is in the message. Praise God. Sometimes we're wondering, God, what if it don't work this time? This thing ain't about you. This thing ain't by your power, by your might. It's by his Spirit. The word of God is spirit and life. The power is already in the message. And faith unlocks the power. Praise God. Faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, beloved, we're on the lesson, the water baptism. We are stopping at D where it says fourth. We should be baptized because baptism is part of our cleansing from sin. We will start there on next Tuesday. Amen. But you all have the assignment. I expect for you not to wait on me. Read it. Study it. Go through the scriptures. Come to know Jesus. Jesus is the living word. When you read the written word, you are coming to know him in a more intimate way. You are coming to know God. Jesus is the word of God. He is God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. This is an invitation for you to come to know God in a more intimate way and come to know the different steps in the doctrine of salvation. Amen? You have to know what it is that you're sharing, and you have to, what you're preaching, and you have to believe it. Praise God. And faith come by hearing, and by hearing of the what?
The word of God.
By the word of God. And how can they hear?
Yes.
How can they believe on what they have not heard? So if we don't learn it, how can we preach what we don't know? And how can they hear if they have not heard?
Amen.
And how can they, and how can one preach if he has not been sent? Amen? Praise
Amen.
God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. And when God sends you, he sends you with instruction and direction. He said, make disciples of men. Amen? So that's what we're doing here today. That you can understand the scriptural doctrine and steps of the salvation that you preach and teach. That you will know what to do. That you will be a workman, hallelujah, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? A workman unto God. Not a, this thing ain't about man. A workman unto God. Amen? rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Amen. Beloved, we want to take our time that you can share on tonight what it is that you have received from this lesson, from this Bible study. Amen. We're going to start with Sister Latasha tonight.
Yes, praise God. I wanted to say what I got out of the message today is to believe the word of God. God is manifested in the word. And also when you speak to people, you know, we're accountable. And to study the word, you know, study the word and show yourself approved. And also, when you go out and you speak to people, you have to know what you're saying to people because we're accountable. So I wanted to say I got that today. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. And so that was a good share. Anyone else sharing?
Yeah.
Tamara. I'm sorry.
I got that you have to be led by the Holy Spirit. I got that when you go out and speak to people, if there's water around, you can baptize them. And then, you know, and only one name, the name of Jesus. I
Amen.
Also felt convicted because I went to a fortune teller. I was wrong, and I need deliverance.
Amen.
So that I know. Other than that, you know, like I said, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit, and you may end up, you know, like Paul was led to, Paul and Silas went to jail and everything, but he still preached the gospel, and the jailer
Amen.
Was saved.
Amen.
So I got all that.
Amen. Hey, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so whether we find ourselves in a prison, wherever we find ourselves, we are still to do what? Preach this gospel. Amen? Whether
Amen.
You find yourself in a hospital with your own ailments, you are still to do what? Preach this gospel. Amen?
Gospel.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Sometimes Amen. That's how your deliverance is coming, because you are moving in obedience to the word of God. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
And so, Sister Tamara, I have a question for you. When did you last go to the tarot card reader?
I went several years ago. I went to one, and then I need a lot of deliverance. I was very rebellious.
So okay. Well,
I
you
did
know
a lot
what?
Of stuff in rebellion.
Amen, amen. We thank God that He is a forgiving God. And you said a couple of years ago when you and I was together, I think, 2 weeks ago, and there was repentance and deliverance. Amen. So we just thank God, and we believe God for finishing the good work that He started in you, because He does all things well. Listen, it was finished at the cross. Jesus Christ did it all at the cross for you. Amen. Hallelujah. His crucifixion, His death, His burial, that shed blood, it was all done for us. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so He finished it all. He finished it all. There's nothing for us to do but to believe and to move on forward to perfection. Amen? Keep believing. Amen? And through ignorance sometimes, even with me, when it's just something that I don't know that the Lord forbids, amen? Hallelujah. I may do something that I should not do, but that's why we need the scripture text. This is why we need to fellowship, be in Bible study, and be in service. Because the eyes of our understanding is illuminated and enlightened, and then we understand that that is not God's way. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Okay. Brother Darrell Golden, are you sharing tonight?
Yes. I want to say praise the Lord for all those who are here tonight, getting the word in Bible study, from Cornerstone Deliverance Baptist Church, Cone Deliverance Church, by way of Apostle Asia Heard. in leading us. I just want to say that, I'm not trying to put down anyone or knock anyone, because we all have a past if we're willing to seek salvation from our past to move forward in the future, which I always say never look back. If you're still here and going in God's name, what you did really doesn't matter, because sin is sin, like we've talked about in 3 or 4 Bible studies, that, hey, no sin is great enough. But for me, you know, we touched on the tarot card of the suicide tonight. You know, that was something I never did. I'm just giving my little short testimony, because even, you know, I don't really, I guess it was ingrained in me from youth, which, you know, I love going to church. But even, see, one thing about me, when you leave the temple of God, you must apply his word in the world. And I just knew going to those soothsayer places, they just came off of the evil, demonic place. And I know sometimes some people want to know their future. Well, last I checked in the Bible, you walk in the spirit, and you need an attempt to walk in your footsteps and not know about your future. Now, I'll say we can try to seek things out to have a future, whether it be financially.
But our hope is in Christ.
Right, amen. We want romantic partners in our lives. If you seek, still seeking one, you know, or we may want to know, God, what do I purchase, and this, that, and the third. I don't want to make a bad purchase, you know, within my home, or getting a home, or whatever your endeavor is. You need God to have you have the discernment to know, this is not a place for me. And he'll keep you away from these things. And I'm not saying trouble not going to knock on your door, but he'll show enough, mm-hmm. show you how to get away from you, too.
Amen.
That I do know if you walk in the spirit. But, you know, my thing is, short on that, before I move on to what I learned, always allow him to walk in spirit. And sometimes, you know, somebody out there guessing, well, you're going to get this amount of money this time, or you're going to get this house. You know, they can't predict that. You don't know what, by faith, you're walking to get these things. That's something that's just me. I'm going to bring it to the group that, you know, I know sin is sin. I don't know where else, but some things just should not be a struggle for some people. And then luckily for me, that's one of them. Well, it just mm-hmm. wasn't me. But I understand mm-hmm. everybody has their thing. What I took from tonight was seek God for salvation. You must walk in faith and in the word for God to come out and show what he's doing in your life. I know he's done that for me and things that I've done, things I've put away, and now I don't struggle with it anymore. It's not even a second guess to go back. It's just, no, I'm moving forward in God's name. I'm not going back to that bad relationship. I'm not going back to that old way of things I did, which is called nothing but hell. So always keep seeking God for salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Knowing God is speaking, we must obey. I thought that was brought up very well tonight from Apostle Heard.
Amen.
Obeying the word daily. Acts 10, to me, verses 1-48 gives a great resource on how to have obedience. And lastly, you must know God will change your lifestyle righteously. If you know him, I thought that was brought out tonight, you'll be surprised in all areas where he'll bring peace. Now, once again, we think every day we'll be a walk in the park. No, but he will allow these things to get away from you if they're going to cause trouble. Because you must ask him to rid of these wrong things away from you to move forward. And lastly, God can truly bring a righteous new you if you stay obedient, seek the word. You know, I can say that, you know, when I you know, cut back on going to church. I got more into the world. When I got worldly, that's when I started having a problem that got out of control and above me. So I said, what I'm going to do to make change is go back and renew a faith in him. That, you know, I didn't go to Bible study. I attended church. But now I'm doing things in my youth that I never did, which I think is going to make my years of on this earth knowing him even better. Yeah, I'm not having things that I resourcefully need right now, but I'm also rich in knowing Jesus. Because, see, I know a lot of people who have money and cars and they're doing so many simple things. It's terrible. They're lost. That's why you see, you know, all these laws that now are being made in the world that are ungodly, unclean, because some of those people are not going to stand in Congress or these general assemblies in these states on God's law. They're going to please these people that are ungodly. Then if you say that to them, then you're discriminating against them, and it goes on and on. But last I checked, we stand on God's word. These things will not last. So,
amen.
You know,
amen.
I will say to each of us in closing, stand on God's word no matter what is made into law in man's world, what is okay, what is trending. All I need to know that God is true. And that's
amen.
All I have to say.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you,
Jesus. We thank God for that share by our own brother Darryl Golden. And so what we're seeing here is that, you know, even though we're all sinners by way of Adam's sin, that we have engaged the fruit appeared differently in our lives. Amen. Praise God. But it's all sin in God's eyes. And we thank God for the shed blood of Jesus. Amen. And his resurrection. Amen. Prophet Deidre Williams, is there anything that God would allow you to add value to, you know, what was spoken on tonight or to share? Amen. Praise God.
Amen. And praise the Lord to everyone on the line. And
praise
yes, the joy of the Lord. I got the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that he brings that what I got out of the lesson is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you were speaking on the spirit of divination, amen, that pointed to the importance of being baptized into the body of Christ Jesus by the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost comes, amen, all his fruit and all his gifts come with him. And as we continue to develop or grow, matter of fact, as we continue to die, he continues to develop and grow.
Amen.
And so the that spirit of discernment would let me know that's the wrong spirit speaking. Amen? So
amen.
Then I said to myself, well, why would I be concerned about the wrong spirit when he's speaking the truth? And the answer was, because you could be hoodwinked by what he's saying and lead you to go
right,
the wrong
then.
Way.
All right. Amen.
That was what I got out the lesson. And I got more joy in the lesson tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else got more joy?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. For in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit, his gifts, all his fruit, praise God.
Yes.
All the provision of God for us is coming forth through the Spirit, amen? And so we thank God for that gift that he has put in us, amen? And that is all around us, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. If there be one on the line tonight that does not know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, amen, or you may find yourself in backslidden state, amen, where you knew him, but and then you turn back to the ways of the world, amen. We offer unto you the crucified, the death, the burial, and the resurrected Christ on today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is God's plan for salvation. that if you believe on him, that you shall not perish, but you shall have everlasting life. Amen?
Amen.
According
Amen.
To Romans 10 and 9, that if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, amen, that you shall be saved. You shall be saved. So I would just like to walk you through the sinner's prayer, wherever it is that you may find yourself today. This word, whom is Jesus, that I give unto you, he has the power to save you. He has the power to deliver you. And he has the power to heal you and put you in right standing with God. Amen. This is God's plan for salvation. If your heart was pricked through the lesson on tonight, and in your heart you're saying, I believe, I would like to walk you through the sinner's prayer. Just say, Lord Jesus, here I am a sinner.
Here I am a sinner.
In my sin.
In my sin.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I believe you died.
I believe you died.
For my sin.
For my sin.
I believe that you are Lord.
I believe that you are Lord.
And I accept you.
And I accept you
as my personal Lord and Savior.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
I believe that you resurrected.
I believe that you resurrected.
And I shall serve you.
And I shall serve you.
The balance of my days.
The balance of my days.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we believe that it is so. We believe that it is so. Praise God. Hallelujah. That God is working in the heart now, that he's turning it now, that he's changing it now, that he's circumcising it now, praise God, that he's delivering now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, I'm going to ask that Sister Latasha close us out in prayer tonight. Amen. Remember the homework assignment. Amen. Acts 10. Someone please text me with the scriptures. No, Acts 16. Praise God. Acts 16,
25 to 40.
25 to 40. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamara. I appreciate you. And Sister Latasha, can you please close us out in prayer?
Amen. Father God, we come to you on tonight, oh God. Father God, we thank you tonight, the teaching and the preaching, oh God. Oh, Father God, we bless your name, oh God. We thank you that you've given us the strength to come on the phone line today, oh God. Oh, Father God, cover each and every one on tonight, Apostle, and all the members on today, oh God. Oh, Father, touch our families and keep us, oh God. And, Father, we thank you on today for each and everything that you have done and what you started and what you're about to finish, oh God. We glorify your holy name and we thank you. And I say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord and be a witness, beloved. God be loved.
God be loved. Everybody have a good week. God be loved.
God be loved.